Hi, I'm Daniel Chand, evangelist and founder of Walking Like Jesus Ministries. It's my joy to be with you in this critical hour to address the coronavirus. Friends, let's not forget who we are. The church isn't the building. The church is the people, the blood-washed children of God. So friends, whether we're meeting in home groups, whether we're meeting in smaller gatherings, this is the hour for the church to be stronger than ever before. Strong in love and grace, strong in loving your neighbor, strong in sharing the gospel. People are crying out. People are in need right now. People are desperate for some sort of peace. And I believe that we carry the answer that the people are looking for. Friends, this isn't the hour for the church to go into hiding. This isn't the hour for the church to completely just close down. We need to keep praying. We need to pray like we've never prayed before. So I don't care if you're meeting in a church building, if you're meeting in a house, if you're meeting in a shed, if you're meeting in a car garage. It doesn't really bother me, friends. As long as you're getting together with your brothers and sisters in Christ and you're praying, you're coming against the virus, you're praying against the spirit of fear, you're praying for the church to be edified, for the church to be encouraged, but they cannot dictate whether the church meet or can't meet. They don't have the right. Coronavirus can't dictate whether the church pray or don't pray. It doesn't have the right. And that foul spirit of fear, that definitely doesn't have no power over the church either. And let me just speak on the spirit of fear for a moment, friends. The spirit of fear is a foul spirit. It's a demonic spirit. And we all know the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says this, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." So the first thing I want us to take from that is God hasn't given us the spirit of fear. It's not from God. Hallelujah. People think fear is from God. Maybe God has given us the fear. No, he hasn't. It's a spirit of fear. It's a foul spirit. And the scripture is very clear. God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us the spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. And a key thing I want us to take from that scripture is fear is a spirit. And I've casted out this spirit of fear a few times, you know, on a number of occasions. And friends, the way this spirit of fear operates, it's actually a scared spirit. It's actually a timid spirit. It's like a Mickey Mouse with a microphone. It's a nervous spirit. And it wants to get around believers and then make us nervous. It's a timid spirit. People think fear is an energy, it's an emotion. I mean, they're the effects of it. It will make you anxious, it will make you worry, it can even make you depressed. But the root issue is a spirit of fear. And as believers, we need to start seeing it for what it is. We need to start calling it out for what it is. It's a spirit of fear. It's to have no part in the life of the believer. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage every single person. And I want to say this. Let's not forget who the church is. Let's not forget what the church is. The church isn't the building. The church isn't the denomination. The church is me and you. The church is the people of God. The church is the blood-washed, spirit-filled believers in Jesus' name. That's the church of Jesus Christ. Let's not forget. And you may say, Daniel, I've not had much preachers in my family. You know, I'm not. Listen, I want to say this. You come from a lineage of revivalists. We all come from a lineage of gospel warriors. That's our spiritual DNA. You may not have had pastors or preachers in your family. I haven't. But one thing I do know, my spiritual family, as we see in the book of Acts, as we see in the past revivals, they're my family members. And I'm standing on the shoulder of all these great gospel warriors. And I want to encourage you, and I want to say this, the church was never called to be dictated. Christianity was never called to be dictated. It was called to be demonstrated. The church was never meant to be some sort of religious structure. The church is a people, and the forces of darkness cannot stop us. They cannot stop us. And as a matter of fact, the church shines brightest in the darkest of hours. Hallelujah. They can't stop the church of Jesus Christ. The demonic forces can't stop the church of Jesus Christ. No virus, no sickness or disease can stop the church of Jesus Christ. Not while we're around. Friends, the church is alive. The church is kicking. We're not here to bash the church. We're here to strengthen the church. The church might have been backed up in the corner by Satan for a moment, but I'm here to bring you good news. The church is coming back to life. The church of Jesus Christ is coming back to life. Hallelujah. Let's not forget who we are as children of God. Let's not forget that in history, the Christian church has always been persecuted. They've always been tried to, people have always tried to silence the Christian church. But I want to encourage you, friends. I'm just reminded of Peter. It just dropped in my spirit. Peter, friends, in the early church, Peter and John in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 2, they receive the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 3, they pray for a man who's lame from birth. Acts chapter 4, because that lame man got healed, now the authorities are getting upset. The authorities are saying, you shouldn't have prayed for that man. The authorities are saying, stop using the name of Jesus. And Peter, my big brother, look at his response. I absolutely love this. Acts chapter 4, I'll take it from verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to stop there for 1 second. I like that bit. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit. Point number one. If you're going to come against the spirit of fear, if you're going to come against politically correct spirit or the religious spirit, make sure you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people, elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man by what means he has been made well, then let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, who God raised from the dead, by Jesus, this man stands here before you whole. The point I'm trying to make, friends, is there were forces in that hour that tried to silence the church. And I believe there are demonic forces that are going around in this day, in this hour, trying to put a muzzle on the mouth of the Christian. And I want to say this, if they're trying to silence you, turn up the volume. Hallelujah. When they tried to silence Peter and John, they just turned it back up. They were trying to say, stop using that name. But Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. And listen to this. What I love is he addressed the rulers of the people. He addressed the elders of Israel. Hallelujah. There was a Holy Spirit boldness that came upon him in that hour. And I believe the Holy Spirit boldness can come upon you, your church, and your family in this day and in this urgent hour we're living in Jesus' mighty name. So don't forget who you are as a church, who you are as a people, who you are as the body of Christ. Don't forget the book of Acts and how the church of Jesus Christ grew so rapidly in the midst of the Roman Empire. Don't forget these historical facts, friends, because I believe in this hour, as the coronavirus is trying to bring fear, it's trying to bring disease, it's trying to bring all of these things, but I want to let you know, friends, the church is coming back to life. This isn't the hour for the church to be a basket-headed Christian. This is the hour for the church to be more bold, more prayerful, more filled of faith than ever before in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to read from Psalms 91 and I want to encourage you. But as I read from Psalm 91, friends, I don't want to just read as we're defeated. I want us to read Psalm 91 as people that have the victory, because don't forget, we're reading it through the blood of Jesus. We're reading it as blood-washed, spirit-filled saints. Amen. That's who we are. So as we're reading Psalm 91, I want us to release it as a sword in the realm of the spirit. Friends, the word of God isn't a little kitchen knife. The word of God isn't a machete. The word of God is a sword in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. That sword severs things. It chops things off. Hallelujah. And I believe today through this broadcast, I believe the sword of the spirit is going to go forth and touch you right now. It's going to chop off the spirit of fear. It's going to sever sickness and disease. It's going to break the power of any virus in Jesus' name, because it's the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the pearliest pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings I shall take refuge. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. It shall not come near me. It shall not come near our family. It shall not come near our ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because I have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Hallelujah. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Friends, as I've been reading that scripture, that very well-known scripture in Psalm 91 for the last few days, and in this season we're in regarding the coronavirus, the Lord showed me a prophetic picture. And I believe this is going to encourage every single person watching. So in this prophetic picture, there was a storm going on, just a calamity. And within this storm, there was a crevice in the rock. And in the crevice in the rock was a few eagle chicks. And the eagle chicks were in the crevice of the rock. And as them eagle chicks were in the crevice of the rock, the parent eagle had its back towards the storm, guarding and protecting the eagle chicks. And the Spirit of the Lord gave me the interpretation of that prophetic picture. And this is what it was. Them eagle chicks is the church of Jesus Christ. And that parent eagle is the Lord your shield. He's the Lord your hiding place. He's the Lord your refuge. Friends, more than any hour in history, we need to know that the Lord is our refuge. Hallelujah. You may know Jesus as your Lord. You may know him as your Savior. You may even know him as healer. But I want to let you know, friends, let's press in for a greater revelation on knowing Jesus as our refuge. He's my hiding place. Friends, as I read Psalm 91, the Holy Spirit is just highlighting a few things to me right now. Friends, those who abide under the shadow of the Almighty, wow, reside, abide, dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. And friends, we're in the secret place. Let's not forget that. Hallelujah. The secret place. Praise the Lord. It's like this. Coronavirus will see you, but it won't be able to find you because you're in a secret place with the Lord. Hallelujah. Coronavirus might hear you praying, but it won't be able to come near. As a matter of fact, it will scatter in 7 different directions because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I want to let you know the Lord is your refuge. Hide with him. Reside under the shadow of the Almighty. And friends, I want to let you know, as you're hidden in Christ, no disease, no devil, no weapon, no gossip, no attack formed against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He is our refuge. He is my hiding place. And I want to encourage you and go one step further. In the book of Hebrews chapter 13, we see in verse 5, the Lord says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So, yes, we're abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, but he's also not going to leave you nor forsake you. And that word never in the original Greek is actually a double negative. It can be translated, oh, may. It's a double negative, which actually means and can be interpreted as never ever or never never. So the Lord will never, never leave me, or the Lord will never, never forsake me. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that from the Amplified just to bring strength and shine light on what the original Greek is actually saying to us in that moment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Spirit right now. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13, verse 5. And I'll take it from the Amplified Bible. God himself has said, I will not in any way fail you nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down. Relax my hold on you. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you, friends. The Lord is with you. He's closer than the air you breathe. In moments like this, he's not far from you. He's holding your hand. People may come and go. Family may even come and go. But the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. You may say, Daniel, how can you be so sure? Daniel, how can you believe that, you know, so confidently? I'll tell you why right now. Because of Jesus. At the cross, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? So he was forsaken for a moment, so me and you will never be forsaken for all of eternity. It's all because of Jesus. Jesus, friends, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? So you will never be forsaken. At the cross, he received maximum separation from the Father, so me and you can have the maximum closeness, nearness, humans can ever have to the Father. It's all because of the blood of Jesus. It's all because of what he went through. So that's why I can be so confident. He will never leave me nor forsake me. God sacrificed one son so he can have many sons in me and you. Amen. Hallelujah. So fear not. I want to encourage every single person watching right now. Friends, the coronavirus cannot dictate whether the church prays or can't pray. The coronavirus doesn't have the right. I want to encourage you, wherever you're praying, whether it's in a house group, whether it's in a smaller gathering, wherever it is. But friends, you are the church. Be the church now more than ever. Pray without ceasing. Pray fervently. Pray with faith, and let's stand and love the community. Let's love the unbelievers. Let's love those that don't know Jesus Christ. As a church, as a community, let's shine in this dark hour, because I believe that God is going to use this season as a launching pad for a great move of God. Amen. I'm Daniel Chand, and I want to say, keep walking like Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for every person watching right now. Lord, we address the spirit of fear. Every foul, demonic spirit of fear right now. Get off, move in Jesus' name. Get your hands off. Get your hands off of the church. Get your hands off of God's children. Go in Jesus' mighty name. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I speak that over the church. I speak that over the body of Christ in Jesus' name. And Father, we come against this virus. I command you, you virus, stop. Stop in your tracks right now. Stop spreading. Stop attacking people. We break your power in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, right now, I just pray, Lord, for the church of Jesus Christ. Lord, for every church, every denomination. Father, we pray for wisdom in this hour. Lord, give the church a strategy on how we can pray fervently, how we can have a corporate synergy, even in this moment, even in this hour. Lord, I pray for a wave of salvation. I pray, Father God, that we will see a harvest of souls during this season. I thank you, Lord, we as a church are carrying the answers. Lord, awaken your church, ignite your people, Lord, to share their faith, to love thy neighbor, to carry out acts of kindness, to be Jesus Christ to a hurting world. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen.